Welcome to Oklo's podcast. I'm Bodita Chan, the Director of Marketing and External Relations at Oklo. In this episode, I got to sit down with Emma, a reactor engineer at Oklo, to discuss how her environmentalism background led her to a career in fission. We hope you enjoy this episode.
What sparked your interest in wanting to work in the advanced fission industry with Oklo?
Well, that's going to take a little bit of a long answer. So I have just to give some context on my background in environmentalism, I have my undergrad degree, is in environmental studies from Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon. So I went to a liberal art school, as I talk about it. And I got, a wonderful education there that really made me question, how are we going to deal with some of these major problems in the world, as well as how are we going to address huge environmental challenges like climate change, while also taking into consideration social impacts and kind of making sure that we do things in an equitable way. So when I was in my undergrad, I decided to go live on an organic permaculture farm on the coast of Ecuador for 6 months. And then I also lived in Cusco, Peru, doing research on non-governmental organizations for 6 months. And through that process, I kind of saw that people needed opportunities. And so after that, I did a lot of research on energy, because these are people that are fully capable of building their own world. They have a lot more of an ability to impact their world than any outsiders do. But you can provide them with energy or help them have opportunities to get access to energy, which means increased access to education, increased access to healthcare. And so that was something that was very motivating for my interest in energy in general. Was this is a way that we could give them better alternatives to burning fossil fuels. So I did a lot of research on energy because I still clearly cared a lot about climate, and I cared a lot about land use and, water use and all of these issues that make up the overall impact to the environment of an energy source. And I found that nuclear really was the one that had the most manageable problems. And so after I read about that, I was like, oh yeah, this seems like the thing that could use some support in the world. And so I went back and got my master's in nuclear engineering. But it all comes from my foundation is somebody who cares deeply about the environment and cares deeply about having beautiful spaces for the next generation, as well as opportunities. So that's a long answer, but that was my interest. And then, fission is the proven technology that's able to scale to meet demand while having minimal environmental impact.
Yeah, that's such a fascinating story. Thank you for sharing. And did you think that before learning more about fission, did you think that renewables and fission can be friends? Was that something that you thought about?
Yeah, I definitely did. And actually my master's thesis was on nuclear renewable hybrid energy systems. So I still think that they can work together. And I mean, that's one thing that I really appreciate about Oklo is that Oklo is showing that through putting solar panels on the Aurora. And it's something where I support every form of clean energy. I went with pursued nuclear because it's the one that one seems like it needs a lot of support as well as, it's right now the majority of our emissions free energy in this country. And so it's a one that's able to have a big impact, but I absolutely think that those can work well together. And I think, I think that you can see that in different countries around the world. Sweden, for example, has a lot of renewables, but they have a lot of nuclear as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's why it's so nice to see solar panels being featured on our designs, because they can work together, and it's such a strong symbol to remind people that. So back to you living abroad in Cusco, Peru, and Ecuador. That's so interesting and so cool that you got to do that. So you touched upon that a little bit. How has that really changed your outlook as an environmentalist?
Yeah, one thing that, I mean, that those were incredibly impactful experiences on my worldview, for sure. And it's something where it kind of gets at that, you know, one, the route forward for caring for our environment is not to tell people not to develop. You know, that's something that was, I definitely believe in. And furthermore, it's to something where it's like countries like the United States and England that have contributed the most like carbon dioxide to the atmosphere really don't have a place to tell these countries not to develop using whatever means they can. I think that we need to give them opportunities that make it easy for them to use clean sources. And so it's something where that experience like made me aware of like, you know, these are very capable, intelligent people that are able to create the world that they want to live in. But having some resources, some tools is important for that. And it's something where it's like, you know, energy, when I say energy is important for things like health, it's like things like just having clean access to clean water requires energy. And so like having indoor plumbing is one of the largest impactors of human health. And so it's not these like, you know, super high consumptive things we're talking about. It's just like, these places are full of wonderful people that need the basics, and you can do that with minimal resource use if you use nuclear. So that does impact my view for sure. And you know why, and clearly why I think energy is so important.
Just the basic things that you were mentioning can be such enablers for these communities. It's really incredible that you got to live in those places and got firsthand experience, and it probably influenced you and pushes you to work even harder now working at OCLO. So that's really great. Thank you for sharing. So you also do a lot of work in advocacy, so advocating for fission. Why is that something that you prioritize?
There's a lot of parts to that. I mean, I have a lot of answers to this. One, like, you know, when I first started getting into nuclear, this is kind of a, you know, broad thing, but my friend asked me, like, I've never thought about nuclear because why would I? Why would I have? And I'm like, that's fair. Like, nuclear doesn't stick its head up and say, like, hey, we're the largest source of emissions in the United States. Like very often it's something where other energy sources are much more, you know, in the news or much more well known. And so it's something where it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense that you didn't know that. And that's kind of, you know, that's a neutral opinion. And there's a lot of just like slight negative. There's a lot of people in the country that just have a slight negative, not a massive negative, but about nuclear. And so I recognize that, like, okay, this needs to be a story that's out there, because if you don't have public support, then it's hard for the technology to move forward. The other thing is that it's also just like getting into nuclear and meeting all of these wonderful people that have these really incredible stories of why they decided to work in nuclear was really inspiring to me. And I think it's so different. Those stories are so different than what people think they are. And so it's like, these are like really smart, interesting people that decided to pursue a career that they knew was going to be, you know, have some problems around it, and have some, like, that it's going to be like viewed somewhat negatively socially. But especially this like new generation of people going into nuclear are doing it largely because of climate change concerns, or at least as they learn more about the technology, they realize how important it is to climate change. And so those stories, I think, also just, we were like, hey, we need to get these out there in the world. Like, these are great stories. And it's such a funny field to be in, because it's like, you know, you can't be pro-mechanical, like for mechanical engineers, or pro-chemical, like for chemical engineers, but you can be pro-nuclear. And so it's something where it's like, it's people who've really decided to go into this for interesting reasons often. The other part to it is I just like have a lot of fun doing it. And so I have a lot of friends that I do advocacy with. I find it to be really meaningful to talk to people about my stories. I love talking about big ideas. And so it's something where it's like, this is a way for me to talk about these big ideas that are really motivating to me and foundational to me. And that's something that I also really love about the Oak Glow team, is that we also all love talking about these big ideas that really motivate us, and like the foundations of like what we can do to change to change the world is something that we like to talk about. And I, you know, I've gotten a lot of value out of those conversations. So
you're really good at advocacy. So that's, it's, I love watching you do your thing. And it's a really rewarding thing to be a part of, especially when you feel really passionate about what you do. And it's a lot of the times it's not, you know, Oak Glow doesn't even make it in the conversation. It's really about the environment, our love for the environment, reliable energy, energy security, all of those things. So with my final question, I do want to ask you, how excited are you to be developing and making reactors people want?
I mean, I love that slogan of Oak Glow, like make reactors people want, because it has people at the forefront, which is something that I think is overlooked in a lot of technologies, but in nuclear in particular. It's like, this is about people. This is about what like people need, and as well as, you know, our inner completely reliant. And so I'm very, very excited about it. And one thing that's so much fun is like, when we, at the end of the day, are talking about what these reactors can mean for different communities and what they could do, and, you know, everything from like they can provide excess heat for a greenhouse or for a recreational pool for the community in these remote villages where they can swim in the winter. And so doing stuff like that, that's like, this is, you know, can make people's lives so much better. And it's, you know, being able to completely change the narrative and work for a company that completely aligns with my values as environmentalist and as a humanitarian is just, you know, I feel so privileged and I couldn't be more excited. So,
well, that's the perfect ending. Thank you, Emma. That was great. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Bonita. Thanks.